This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Thanksgiving week travel expected to be busy, but the weather could complicate plans. It's already complicated life in California's wine country. An atmospheric river dumped record rain. It's blamed for two deaths in Sonoma County, where Fire Division Chief Matt Windrum says,
"We have never seen this kind of thing in anybody's recorded experience, and certainly in my personal experience, this is by far the most rain in a short period of time that we've had."
Snow and rain expected in the Midwest and Great Lakes region tomorrow. President-elect Donald Trump's completed his cabinet selections. Brooke Rollins, his choice to lead the Department of Agriculture. The Texas native has mostly worked in policy, including a role in the first Trump administration. The first Wheel of Fortune host, Chuck Woolery, has died. He was best known for the 11 years he spent hosting Love Connection. Woolery went on to become a right-wing podcaster. His podcast co-host said the 83-year-old died at his Texas home. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On a controversial project in northern Wisconsin, the Department of Natural Resources has given energy company Enbridge permit approvals to reroute its controversial Line 5 pipeline. It goes through tribal lands. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The DNR's approval allows Enbridge Energy to begin preparations for the rerouting project. Attorney Stephanie Sosi with Earth Justice represents the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Tribe, whose lands have been directly affected by Line 5 for years.
So this is not a foregone conclusion that Enbridge is going to have this pipeline operating. There's a lot of processes, there's a lot of approvals, and this is just one of them. And we're ready to stand with the band and figure out ways to make sure that whatever approvals there are, that they comply with the law.
She explains the current line is illegally trespassing on tribal lands, and Enbridge's solution is to add 41 miles to reroute it, which would still have dire consequences in the event of an oil spill. A pending lawsuit by the tribe to have the line completely removed from its lands awaits a federal court decision that could halt the project entirely. But attorney Evan Feinauer with Clean Wisconsin says that debate misses the bigger picture by ignoring the current climate threats and their generational consequences.
I just hope that people can hold that long-term view in their heads. And
he says Clean Wisconsin will take legal action to challenge the DNR-issued permits for Line 5 and ask that construction be paused until it's resolved. Enbridge says the rerouting project would create more than 700 jobs, many for tribal members, and provide millions in tax revenue to the state. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks make it three in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 125-119 win over the Hornets. Milwaukee's now won three in a row, five of their last six, despite the Hornets' LaMelo Ball scoring 50 points. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, this was going to be a hard game. You know, the way I looked at it, through the schedule, your last game at home, playing a back-to-back at home, I did not want to put Giannis back in the game, but we had to, with five or whatever left. But I'm just happy we won the game, and we'll fix the other stuff.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team facing Pittsburgh today in their tournament in Orlando. Marquette remains undefeated after beating the Georgia Bulldogs 80-69. College football, Wisconsin losing at Nebraska 44-25. The Badgers moved the ball at the start of the game but missed two field goals.
Yeah, those are the things on the road you just can't have happen. You got to find ways, and that was definitely not one of the things that helped us.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area for today. Light southeast winds and highs will reach the upper 40s. Tonight we'll see cloudy skies continue, mid-30s. Our winds going around to the northwest. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a little light rain, highs in the lower 40s.
It's 36 at our studios. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going
yes.
to get yes. them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Morning, everybody. Look at that. The end of November already. We gather around at tables with family and friends and strangers. Trying to enjoy a meal with people for which we are most thankful. Take care of our blessings, privileges. And try to make more happy memories to be grateful for in future years. I'm Lou Regani and the music of the stars. Thanksgiving week, we're going to be on till high noon. WRJN, Kenosha Racine, 1400... 99.9, ooh, and 98.1. All together now, where's the year gone? Remember that time that you, remember then? And then when that other thing happened, remember then? Summer, wasn't it? We've got some stuff for you today on our Remembering Kenosha and Racine Music of the Stars right here on WRJN and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Good morning, everybody. And away we go with our Music of the Stars. For Thanksgiving. Me, I'm grateful. We've been on the air with Thanksgiving for over a year. At last Thanksgiving. Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us, that's our website. Also the website for podcasts, you see. one of our opening themes. I like the Psy Man in the orchestra. Poor guy, never had too many people who remembered his name, but he was prolific in the field of broadcast music and movies. Psy Man with That's All. Funny theme to open a show with, That's All. Mel Torme of Chicago had that as one of his most popular recordings. Let's see what we can do to keep your Thanksgiving moving. Christmas music? No, I'm going to hold off. It's okay if you play it. We'll wait for closer to the day. Is that all right?
Get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven, thank heaven for little girls. So helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
Maurice Chevalier from Gigi. Later on, a few surprises, and, well, I'll tell you about it in a second. Here's Tony.
Hello. Beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone together, the blinding rain, the starless night, were not in vain. And weather the great unknown if we're alone together.
Tony Bennett with Frank Duvall, The Music of the Stars, and Julie London.
Alone, together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone, together, the blinding rain, the starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear together? Is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be, and we can weather the great unknown if we're
of the star. Jack Jones with a real downer. Be prepared.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll
just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning till you return again. If you ever do, for what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a night like no night has been or will be again. I'll sail on your smile, I'll ride on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes that I love so much. But if you go, go, I won't cry, though the good is gone from the word goodbye. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust, just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. I have been the shadow of your shadow. If I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away.
What a reading, Jack Jones. Music of the Stars. Henry Mancini now.
Rose in your eyes, and
Clint Eastwood like that. He inserted that into Play Misty for Me by Roberta Flack, who had the biggest hit. Great tune, Mel Torme. That's my favorite version. Here he is, the kid from Shakespeare Elementary School in Chicago. Chris Gunning and the orchestra. Try to get a hold of Mel's book, It Wasn't All Velvet. The music of the stars. Louise Beavers and Bing Crosby. The music of the stars. This is from Holiday Inn. Bing puts a record on the phonograph, sits down for his lonely Thanksgiving.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Are you kidding?
I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
You're loaded, Dad.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Like what?
No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
You know, you're better off than I am.
I've got eyes to see with.
You need glasses.
Ears to hear with.
Or fly with.
Arms to hug with. Lips to kiss with. someone to adore.
You're a little flat, too.
How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small. I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store.
Sing it.
Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Why, you ain't at a bite.
I'm pouting, maybe. Who is this?
That's Mr. Jones.
Jonesy? I'm sorry. I knew him too well.
But you got to eat. The trouble ain't with that turkey, Mr. Jim. It's you.
I feel all right. I'm riding high, baby.
Well, why you close the inn and sit around like a jellyfish with the misery? Because a slicker stole your gal, and you ain't got fight enough to get her back. Excuse me, Mr. Jim, but...
Well, I tried to keep her here.
What kind of keeping is that? Nothing but tricks. If you went to Hollywood and told Miss Linda how much you loves her and misses her and told her that the way a lady likes to hear it told, I'll bet you she'd be the quickest ex-movie star that ever exed.
You're crazy, Mamie.
I'm crazy. I knows Miss Linda. I knows her like I knows my own kids. Why, she ain't the fancy type no more than you are. What she wants is what you got right here. But women has to have them things told to them the right way. You could melt her heart right down to butter if you'd only turn on the heat.
Well, maybe you don't try to take a fella's gal away from him after he's bought the ring. Or as I recall, do you?
Now you are talking.
Well, sure, women has to be told things the right way.
Yes, sir.
Louise Beavers, Bing Crosby from Holiday Inn, the music of Irving Berlin. Yeah, if you're wondering, the hotel chain did get its name from that picture. Didn't exist at that time. Wonder why Paramount didn't file a copyright suit. Things like that you wonder, or do you? The music of the stars. Our Thanksgiving program, welcome aboard. Well, sometimes we are preempted by a ball game, football this time of the year. And in Racine, Kenosha, you can't hear us after 10 o'clock because they have pregames. I understand there's a ball game today, but I think it's in the mid-afternoon, so we'll probably be on all the way straight on till high noon, our usual sign-off in the music of the stars. But if they do a program around noon, let's say a ball game, and we have pregame at 10 o'clock, well, you folks, Racine, Kenosha, you can skip over to WAUK at 5:40 a.m. Otherwise, we're here, 1400. 99.9 Racine, 98.1. Kenosha. Music about football? Sure. But we're all statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. I salute all our stations. Tell you about some of them in a bit. See, Don Rosen's on tomorrow from 6 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. thinking about the bad stuff on Thanksgiving. Is that heresy? You tell me.
I know there were 100 ways to tell her I loved her. It's funny how they're all so clear today. And when her face was burning with sadness and yearning, I don't know why I turned my eyes away, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you would play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. The room was so alive with all her feelings and longings. I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
Jenkins and the orchestra, Francis Albert. Here's another one with Gordon. Phil Harris. It's the music of the star.
You were Boston, I was Vegas. You were Crepe Suzette, I was pie. You were lectures. I was moving, but I loved you. You were Mozart, I was Basie. You were afternoon tea, I was saloon. You were Junior League, I was Dodgers. But I loved you, morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter walk if I had kissed you more. You were polo, I was racetrack. You were museums, I was TV. You did your best to change me, though you never knew quite how. But I loved you almost as much as I do now.
Phil Harris, Jack Benny's band leader. Actor, too. Had an award-winning turn on High and the Mighty.
He was Boston, I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette, I was Pie. She was lectures, I was movies. But I loved her. She was Mozart, I was Basie. She was afternoon tea, I was saloon. She was Junior League, I was Dodgers. But I loved her morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never, never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do now. Thank you.
She was Wall Street, I was pawn shop. She was French champagne, I was beer. She knew much more than I did, but there was one thing she didn't know, that I loved her, 'cause I never, never told her so.
I played this one time and people said that guy must have been a real downer in real life. Huh? Gordon Jenkins? No, no. Far from it. It's a story they tell that he was a big cut-up in the studio. Sometime they had to tell him to cool it. But in reality, yeah, those songs he wrote.
Don't cry.
Gordon Jenkins again, huh? Here's Nat Cole. It's the music of the stars. News at 8.
Thanks to you, I found my happiness. Thanks to you and to your warm caress. Though winter's chill
may fill the air. It's always spring as long as you are there. Thanks to you, I found my guiding light. Loving you makes everything seem right. Each day that I'll be living, darling, I'll be giving my thanks to
the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra. None better. The Music of the Stars. It's Thanksgiving time. I've got a surprise for you. Stick around after CBS News at 8 o'clock. We'll tell you about it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The Green Bay Packers take on San Francisco today. Pre-game begins at 1 o'clock, so we'll be on straight on through Kenosha Racine. And the kickoff is just after 3 p.m. today on this Sunday. All the action today on WRGN. They're sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions. That's southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power and mobility. And mobility, power mobility, there we go. Lee's Deli with tasty rewards. Racine's best sandwiches for over a half century. And Gabriel, the promoter online, GabrielPromotes.com, and Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. So we will be on straight on through, and of course, all over the Civic Media Radio Network. But here's a word if there's going to be a 10 o'clock pregame announcement. WRJN will carry it. You can always turn to WAUK Waukesha, 540 Kenosha Racine in Northern Illinois. Or worldwide at civicmedia.us. That's where you find our podcasts also. I'm Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars. When we come back, let's take a look at the miracles, especially the ones on 47th Street. Songwriter Irving Berlin, he was plagued by insomnia. He just couldn't sleep. He saw a doctor about him. The doctor said, a lot of people have it, Irving. Count your blessings. So you know where this is going. Came home and wrote Eddie Fisher's biggest hit ever, The Music of the Stars.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall and I picture curly hairs, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. You're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep your blessings.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll be right back after news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is the Music of the Stars, WRGN and the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani.
If you're worried and you can sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra with Eddie. So stick around after news. More stuff on the Music of the Stars. Hugo Winterhalter.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.